Would like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Hundreds of supporters of Zimbabwe's two largest parties, ZANU-PF and the MTC formation of Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai, today besieged their respective party headquarters, complaining that their leadership is imposing candidates on party followers ahead of this year's general elections.
The fact that you saw it does not mean I also saw it. I was not there. So please don't follow it up with me. How can I confirm something that I don't know? Did you quite start in Zozi? And you want me to confirm something that has happened to Harare?
The rift between ZANU-PF and the two MDC formations is widening after attempts to meet today at State House to resolve outstanding issues ahead of general elections and expiry of parliament failed to take off.
My view is that the MDC had a lot of time. We had 4 years. They were running around looting state assets, resources, imagine the corruption that is there. They were focusing on money, raising money, and not attending to the legal issues, the political issues.
And as political parties move to ensure that candidates they field for parliament are well qualified, Harare residents say they deserve the same of their city councillors.
Hundreds of supporters of Zimbabwe's two largest parties, ZANU-PF and the Movement for Democratic Change formation of Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai, today besieged their respective party headquarters, complaining that their leadership is imposing candidates on party followers ahead of this year's general elections. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Close to 400 placard-carrying ZANU-PF supporters from various constituencies countrywide today stormed their party headquarters, protesting against the imposition of candidates and the alleged recycling of the party's old guard ahead of this year's elections. One of the placards read, quote, "No to imposition of tired horses." The tense atmosphere at the ZANU-PF headquarters resulted in 5 journalists, including 2 from the state-controlled Herald newspaper, being detained by the party's security details for more than an hour, only for the scribes to be rescued by Webster Shamu, the ZANU-PF political commissar, who is also the media and information minister. ZANU-PF national chairman Simon Kayamoyo yesterday released a full list of his party candidates that will face primaries and those who were unopposed to represent the former Liberation Party in parliamentary elections. ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration Didmas Mutasa professed ignorance over today's developments at his party's headquarters.
The fact that you saw it does not mean I also saw it. I was not there. So please don't follow it up with me. How can I confirm something that I don't know? Did you quite start in Zozi? And you want me to confirm something that has happened to Harare?
Across town, about 100 MDCT Epworth activists also stormed their party's Harvest House headquarters, demanding fresh primary elections in their constituency. Rudy Apiri, the MDCT's chairperson of the Epworth District's Women's Assembly in Ward 1, told Studio 7 that last week's primary elections were not conclusive. Piri said ballot papers were confiscated by unnamed activists before the counting of votes started. She said fresh elections should be held as there was no outright winner.
On taking ballot papers upon reversing the vehicle after indicating that they wanted to do the counting of votes at Harvest House, a guy called Motsi then kicked the box containing ballot papers in anger in our full view, and some people were running away. That's how it ended. So we want a rerun of the election, and whoever loses, it'll be his or her own outlook.
MDCT National Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa refused to speak to Studio 7 upon exiting the party's offices as the protesters were waiting for him at the entrance. Chamisa was whisked away into his vehicle by security details who were blocking Studio 7 from talking to any officials. However, MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora said a leadership meeting was held yesterday where Epworth sitting legislator Elia Jembere, who was being challenged by seven other party activists, was confirmed as the party's parliamentary candidate for the constituency. Monzora accused those who lost in primaries of busing people to lodge unnecessary complaints at the MDCT headquarters.
It was abandoned as a result of one of the candidates disrupting the voting process. So once that happens, we just take the same reasoning that they do in football. If a team is leading and another team, and the team which at that time has been beaten, causes the abandonment of the match, that match is awarded to the innocent person. So the information we had for us, Honorable Jembere was not in the wrong at the time the abandonment was done. It was actually the fault of one of these contestants. For that reason, of course, he was awarded the right to represent Epworth.
The MDCT is expected to wrap up its parliamentary primary elections in some remaining constituencies this weekend. At the same time, it will start conducting primary polls for local government seats. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.